So if you've ever watched a show or been in a show, you'll know that there's a great disparity between the bodies we see on stage and the bodies that we live in. The Ugly Show, a part performance art, part sketch comedy and part theatre performance, shines a light on this disconnection, examining the way bodies are perceived and experienced. So I'm joined with the director of the show, Maddie HW, who's also performing in the show, to tell us a little bit more about The Ugly Show. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
So let's start with this idea of ugliness. So this word is usually associated with quite strong negative connotations.
Yep.
However, you've kind of transcended these conceptions and instead reclaimed the idea of ugliness. So what does ugly mean to you, and why have you manipulated it like this?
Sure. I guess, what ugly has become associated with is like anything that doesn't meet social expectations or doesn't conform to like social beauty standards. So my goal with the show is to find, passion in things that don't meet beauty norms and don't meet size norms and are not part of the dominant ethnic paradigm of Australia as well. So the goal, I guess, is that obviously nobody should think about ugly. Like, I don't really want anybody to be called ugly, but it's the Ugly Show in that it celebrates what we as a like society have decided is ugly. We don't really go too much into like ugliness in terms of being mean or something.
Yeah, but I think it's very powerful to take a word that has extremely negative connotations and just completely be like,
yeah,
we're not using them.
Yeah. I think so too. I think it's one of the last things to kind of, I hope that, you know, as a society we're moving forward to not make fun of what people, people's gender or people's sexuality as much anymore, but calling someone ugly is still kind of fine.
Yeah, definitely.
It kind of like slips past all of the like homophobia and racism stuff because people don't really have a word to describe just like belittling someone for what they look like.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's not like an ism.
Yeah,
really.
It's not an ism. And, you know, like, I don't want to compare it to an ism because it doesn't have the same violence or anything like that. But I guess there's value in interrogating why we still think that that's okay.
Yeah, so thinking about the show, it's also been described as anti-aesthetic, which I think is quite funny because obviously, like, thinking about showbiz, everything is so aesthetic-oriented.
Yeah.
All I can think of is Razzle Dazzle, if you
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does an anti-aesthetic show look like?
Well, I know. Like, trust me, that's been very hard for us to roll with. I guess my, like, the reason we use the phrase anti-aesthetic is, like, the show is not designed to be something that you can just, like, entirely visually understand. It's designed to be something that gives you value because of the meaning and substance to it as well. So it's not just about what it looks like. We have a lot of mustards in the set, a lot of like colors that are a bit off. There's a lot of like things that are like socially considered to be ugly, that kind of like 70s era browns. That's a bit anti-aesthetic. I mean, that's how we've like visually represented it. But at its core, what it essentially means is like the show is not designed to be, you know, people looking glamorous and beautiful and stunning and, you know, socially acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And the show also kind of crosses genre bounds a little bit, as
yeah,
I mentioned,
absolutely.
Like performance. So yeah. What is the form and kind of what medium is?
Yeah,
used?
Of course. Well, I would describe it as vignettes that pose questions to the audience about like things that they've come to assume. And some of those vignettes are very funny and very stupid. There's a nipple rap in the show. So you can imagine every single thing you think about nipples is included in that song. But then there's other parts that are like a lot of the cast have very different experiences with we've got a very diverse class. So their experiences of ugliness relate to racism and homophobia and sexism as well. And so there's some parts that are a little bit more deep and meaningful and not about nipples.
But I think the nipple example kind of opens up a dialogue about humor and how humor is used as a tool in this kind of show. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the show is designed to bring joy and hope to people. And I want people to interrogate things and question, you know, social norms, but I don't want people to feel hopeless in watching the show. And coming from a comedy background, the easiest way to do that is to find humor and find joy in it. I think like a big part of aesthetics is people not being able to behave like silly and ridiculous. And so this show is often very ridiculous and silly and dumb. And that, I guess, is a celebration of humor in those darker, more sinister ideas.
Yeah, and I guess humor is also a tool for accessibility for people to engage in kind of more difficult content.
Yeah, I don't want people to come and feel like, you know, they're watching someone have a breakdown on stage. The idea is to come in and see different perspectives in a lighthearted, fun way. I don't want us to take ourselves too seriously, and I don't want the audience to either. It's about, I mean, it's called The Ugly Show. It's not called, like, the beauty that lies within the depths of despair or something.
It's a pretty good name.
Yeah, that's my next book, I guess.
So the show also investigates the power of visibility. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is this power to you, and what does that mean to you and your team of creators?
Yeah, I guess in all of my experience professionally working in the arts and comedy and things like that, every time you put more diverse people on a stage, it has like benefited everybody. It's benefited the audience. It's benefited the actors, obviously, and the people who didn't previously work with diverse perspectives, I guess. So I think in simply having a cast that comes from so many different backgrounds and has so many different life experiences, there's value in those people coming together to make something, whether it's funny or very serious or, you know, a narrative about whatever.
Nipples.
Yeah. I feel like I've said nipples like 10 times now.
And just one last question. Mm-hmm. How would you like people to interact, or what would you like people to kind of take away? Is there an effective desire here?
Sure. I guess I want people to interrogate what they find beautiful, which is a big thing to ask. If they laugh and find it funny, then that's the first step. And the next step would be, I guess, that people look more broadly at what they want out of what they look like, and why do they want to look like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good question to get people to.